Mark chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town, among his relatives, and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. He was amazed at their lack of faith." So in this passage, Jesus went to visit his hometown, and he took his disciples with him. And on the Sabbath, he went to the synagogue, and he began to teach. When you visit Nazareth today, the carpenter's shop is less than 30 yards from the little synagogue. Whether this was the distance between the two when Jesus lived, that's unknown. But the proximity gives us a good idea of just how small Nazareth was. Everybody knew everybody. Jesus' teaching in his hometown produced two reactions. First, the people were amazed because he spoke with confidence and authority, unlike the other teachers they had heard. This amazement was also followed by confusion because the people wondered how Jesus could speak with such authority. They had known him since he was a little boy, and they asked, "Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" Sometimes talking about Jesus is most difficult when we're talking to the people who know us well, the people with whom we grew up or the people who watched us grow up. We shouldn't be surprised the same thing happened to Jesus. The people who knew Jesus turned from amazement to cynicism. They took offense with him. Jesus' response is found in today's passage. The incident teaches us that those who know us best may not take us seriously. It also teaches us that we must not stop sharing the gospel. Allow God to open the hearts of those with whom you share, even those you know the best, and even those who know you really well. Father, sometimes it's hard sharing with those I know best. So give me your discernment and your message to speak. Use me as a mouthpiece to tell others, even those I know well, about salvation found in Jesus Christ alone. I pray in his name. Amen.